Now, I've got in the studio Elijah Perrier from one of our other programs here on 2SER, and he's a bit of an aficionado of American politics. So we thought we'd get him in and have another bit of another Trump session. We're Trumpaholics here on the Monday Daily. That's just what happens. That's just what happens. And we've also had the French election before you arrived, Elijah. I don't know whether you realise that they've got an election coming up as well.
Sarkozy
is sucker punched,
indeed.
Yeah, it's goodbye, Nicholas. So, you know, what's been going on in the Twitter sphere? You've been checking out what's been said by Donald Trump about the musical Hamilton, I hear.
Yeah, so for anyone who thought that President-elect Trump recently acquired a thick skin, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but he's back to his old ways, and he's discovered a new talent as a theatre critic. So big news in the States at the moment is, of course, that Vice President-elect Mike Pence visited a performance of Hamilton, a play in New York.
And he had mixed reviews, even if Hamilton didn't.
He did. He got booed, and the cast gave him a bit of a lecture on the fact that they represented diverse America and they didn't feel safe. And Trump took issue with this and basically slammed the theatre for not providing a safe space for the vice president-elect. If I can just find the tweet.
So we don't have much by the way of arts funding coming up from Trump, by the sound of things.
No. He said, quote, our wonderful, where is it? If I can find it. Here we go. The theatre must always be a safe and special place. The cast of Hamilton was very rude last night to a very good man. Mike Pence apologised, exclamation mark. And then he came out about 13 hours ago and said, the cast and producers of Hamilton, which I hear is highly overrated, should immediately apologise to Mike Pence for the terrible behaviour. So Trump, we've got 4 years of theatre criticism to look forward to.
Well, Hamilton is a musical about American history, in a way, in that Hamilton was one of the guys that
Andrew Hamilton?
Yeah, but he got shot by the vice president in a duel, and that kind of ended his career. But he actually brought brought some programs. Oh, now it's gone crazy out of my head. But he was a little known character, and they've done this musical about him. And I think he was most known for being shot in about 1810 or something like 1812. But yeah, so it's not exactly Abe Lincoln or anything, is it?
No, and you know the. On a slightly more serious note, the interesting angle on a lot of this stuff is that we all look at Trump and think, oh, he's so thin-skinned and he can be provoked easily. But if you look at how he crafted his tweet, in particular, he was using language around the safe space issue. And if you follow US politics, particularly student politics, you'll know that safe spaces and that issue of identity politics is big. And it actually looks like that tweet was quite well crafted. And there's a lot of talk that actually Trump isn't as dumb as we think he is. He knows how to use Twitter to create a distraction from the fact that he just settled a fraud case against a university. Sorry.
Well,
against a
Trump
sham.
Did you call it?
Yeah, Trump Uni, yeah. For I think around $34 million Australian dollars. So he knows how to use Twitter. He knows how to create a diversion. And in a way, if we look back at the election, he was quite successful in this because people weren't talking about the issues that matter so much to your average voter in the media. They were talking about what Trump was tweeting.
Yeah, and what people were seeing on the reaction to that on Facebook and so forth, which is one of our previous interviewees talked about as well. Now, what everyone's wanting to know is who's going to get all the plum positions in the administration. And there's been people coming back and forth. One of them was Mitt Romney. Now, they hated one another, didn't they?
Yes.
How did all these people that hate each other suddenly getting into a love fest?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
What's going on?
I know. Well, everyone's been drinking the Trump aid instead of the Kool-Aid recently. So Mitt Romney, a very fierce critic of Trump, who said Trump had... He said Trump was not very smart when it comes to foreign policy, has been meeting with Trump. He's a name that's being floated for Secretary of State.
Isn't that ironical?
It is, because Trump in the past called Romney a, quote, choke artist for losing to a loser president like Barack Obama. And Romney responded by calling Trump a con man and a fraud. But then Trump responded by calling
him
a loser.
Yeah.
It is. You know, it is. It's like if you ever have been in the haunted house ride at the Royal Show, that's what Trump Towers is now. You see, Ted Cruz is there. He's like the count off Sesame Street. Romney's like the lurch. we've got Mike Pence, who's like a Sith Lord. Some other people, Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions, he's coming for a bit of criticism in the past, hasn't he?
He has. He
was a racist.
Yeah, he was rejected by the US Congress for confirmation for a judicial position for allegedly racially inflammatory comments he made. He's now been seen fit to be appointed as the new Attorney General.
Yeah.
And Trump's also quite keen on generals in general. He had a meeting with General James Mad Dog Mattis, who he's considering appointing as Secretary of Defense, a guy named Mad Dog.
Yeah. Is he going to be a hawk, do you think?
I'm not sure. It sounds quite rabid. He's also, you know, a lot of other names have been floated around, but, you know, listeners interested in getting into the weeds a bit more on this should really jump online. There's a lot of good stuff about the guy that's been called Trump's brain. I'm not sure if you've talked about this already, but Steve Bannon, the proprietor of Breitbart News, which is an alt-right news site, which actually ended up running Trump's campaign. There's a lot of talk that he is the brains of the operation, and that if you're looking for an indication of where Trump's going to go, Bannon's views, Bannon's articulation is probably a good indicator. Bannon, in an interview the other day with a Hollywood news outlet, described himself as the Thomas Cromwell of administration. So if you like your Wolf Halls, then...
And Thomas Cromwell, for some of our listeners, he was back in the days of Henry VIII, wasn't he?
He was. He was the Machiavellian schemer that made England very rich and very powerful. But then got his head chopped off. So there is still hope.